Okay, so this time we are seeing the seven temples of Vrindavan. In that, today I'll tell you the story of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. So let us tell the pranam mantra. Shiman Rasara Sarambi Om Shri Vata Tatasita Karshan Venu Swanair Gopil Gopinatha Yashiyasuna. So like how most of the deities were lost, Mughals came and they took away the deities, like that even Shri Radha Gopinath was taken. But before that, how was Radha Gopinath carved? Actually, I told you, even for Shri Madan Mohan and for Shri Radha Govindji, yeah, that Krishna's grandson Vajranab. Krishna's grandson is Vajranab. What he did is, he was the one who carved these deities with the help of Vishwakarma. And to prove whether, to check whether the deities are correct, he used to call Mother Uttara to check if it is correct, because only at that time Mother Uttara was there, who had seen Lord Krishna. So first day she came, she saw Madan Mohan, she said yes, the lotus feet of Madan Mohan resembles that of Krishna. Then the second time when she was called, she said yes, the chest and the flute of Govindji represents that of Lord Krishna. And the first deity, Madan Mohan, is the Sammandha Deva, and the second one is the Abhideya deity. That is, we develop the process of devotion with the Lord, that is Abhideya. And the third is Prayojana. Prayojana is Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. And so when this deity was carved, she said yes, this deity's face looks like that of Krishna. Lotus feet of Madan Mohan. And then please pay attention here. And the second one is Radha Govindji, and the third is Radha Gopinath. And this deity was lost. Then again, it is said, then Paramananda Bhattacharya, when he is the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, when he came to Vrindavan, the Lord came in his dream and he said that, I am below the Vamshivat tree. So you come and take me from there and worship. So this is how Paramananda Bhattacharya, he got the deity of Gopinath and he started worshipping that deity. And it is said that this thing, Madhu Pandit, another disciple of Gadadhar Pandit and the godbrother of Paramananda Bhattacharya, he also came and he saw, the moment he saw Gopinath, he was so attracted, he thought that I'll give up my life to serve this deity. So that is why after Paramananda Bhattacharya, he gave the deity to Madhu Pandit. So Madhu Pandit started worshipping Radha Gopinath deity. So this is how Gopinath came to Madhu Pandit. And it is said that Janava Mata, who is the wife of Nityananda, she came to visit Radha Gopinath Mandir. So she saw that the deity of Srimati Radharani was short. The deity of Lord Krishna, both the deities were not not same size like how it should be. Like Radharani's deity was too small to be kept at the altar. So she was contemplating on that, but she continued her services and she went home that day. So the Lord Gopinath came in the dream of Janava Mata and told that, you please bring a deity of Srimati Radharani for me, which will be the right size for me when it is kept in the altar. So yeah, so that is why Janava Mata went and she found the deity of Srimati Radharani, and it was brought and it was kept in the altar. But they saw this other deity of Srimati Radharani, which was little smaller in height, was also very beautiful, and it was gracing the altar for so many days. So they thought, we will not remove it out. So it was also kept over there, they did not remove. So there are two deities of Srimati Radharani. And it is said that Janava Mata, when she left her body, she was meditating on this deity, the smaller deity of Srimati Radharani, and she merged into that deity. So that is why that deity is called as Ananga Manjari. And Janava Mata is also Ananga Manjari. In her previous lifetime, she was a sister of Srimati Radharani. The sister of Srimati Radharani is called Ananga Manjari. So that is why there are two deities on the altar of Radha Gopinath. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Yeah. So who got the deity of Gopinath? Madhu Pandit. Madhu Pandit got the deity of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath.